Shulchan Menachem, we're up to Shin Mem Vav, 346. Now here we're coming up on Tainis Esther. The question becomes, why is this fast called Tainis Esther? Now of course we find in the Megillah that Esther requested that before she went to visit with the King Ahasuerus to plead the case for the Jewish people, she fasted. But that is not the Tainis Esther, the Rebbe explains and brings down from sources. Because, number one, over there we were fasting three fast days. It was 3 days. The 3 days, the question was exactly whether it was 14, 15, and 16, according to some opinions. Or some opinions it was 13, 14, and 15 of Nisan. That had nothing to do, really, with the Erev Purim. So, why call this Tainis Esther? It's not related to them. The reason we do fast is because we read in the Megillah that the Jewish people gathered in order to fight their enemies, because their enemies, there was a decree that they can kill the Jews. The Jews stood up for themselves. The king has allowed them, giving them the right to go ahead and defend themselves. And we know that before you go to fight and you're asking for Rachamim Hashem, so there is a fast. The Tanchuma brings down, they decreed a fast, and they also brought down, Rebbe brings down different places that, I mean, the people question, why does the Gemara not bring down this fast of Esther? Some want to say that it's from the words of the Gaonim, and it's not based, but the Rebbe brings down, no, that this is something which Hashem brought down from the Shilta, from the Erzeruah, that Hashem has obligated us to fast on the 13th, because Rav Shmuel says basically that before, if you want Hashem's success, so you got to pray to Hashem, you got to fast. So the question is, why is it called Esther? It's something else. It has nothing really to do with the tainis of Esther. It has to do with a tainis that the Jewish people prepare themselves for before the war, they should be successful. It's a type of a sort of a prayer to Hashem. Rebbe further brings down that it says clearly in the Beis Yosef and the Levush that in order not to burden the community, so we don't fast, it says, the 3 days of Esther. So over there, the 3 days of Esther, and that would be, as the Rambam made, the Divrei HaTzomer, that is connected to Esther, which is the Nisan ones, that Rebbe brings down before, that is not to do. And but still, the question becomes, but the Rambam actually brings down, with regards to the 13th day of Adar, we also call it Tainis Esther. So why is Tainis Esther? Now, some people ask, why do we call Megillah Esther? So Megillah Esther, maybe some people will say, it's called Tainis Esther, she was the main player over there. The salvation for the Jewish people came through her. So we call it Megillah Esther, therefore we call it. But that's not the case. The reason why we call it Megillah Esther, the Gemara says, is because it was Esther that asked the Chachamim to incorporate and to write down the whole story of the Megillah. So that's her Megillah. It's Megillah Esther, because she actually was the one that written down. But the fast, it's not just because she's a player there, it's because it's a connection. The Rebbe said that the letter didn't go out, so he had a Rebbe gives here an asvara, gives an idea over here why it's called Tainis Esther. Interesting thing. So the Rebbe says like this, because this was a fast day in which they got up to stand up for their lives. Basically, why did they were killed? Who ordained to kill them? The king has ordained originally, and he has allowed Haman to kill the Jewish people. So who are the ones that stood up for their lives? All the Jewish community. So those are all the people that need to stand up. Children, older women, everybody wanted to be killed, had to pray to Hashem. And actually, they're actually not permitted to fast because they have to fight back. Everybody has to fight back against the enemy. And people don't need to, are not allowed to really fast in a day when they have to fight, so not to break the not to weaken their strength. But it's Dafke Esther, she was the only one that actually could fast. Because the reason she could fast is because she wasn't in danger. So she was in the king's, she didn't go have to go fight. The reason is because she wasn't, Haman's decree did not go against Esther. So it's called, interesting, it's called Tainis Esther, because the only one who could fast, really, who didn't have to fight was Esther. And that's why it's Tainis Esther, to point out to that miracle. That's the Rebbe's suggestion over here.